Fox Sports 1340 AM presents to you. WMER, Wrestling Marks of Excellence Radio, starring The Firm, J-Lo, Nephew, Corey, and Dr. D, bringing you the latest up-to-date information on professional wrestling and sports entertainment. Now, live from the Fox Sports 1340 studios in Hopewell, Virginia.
Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and 96.9 FM. As always, I'm joined by the Wizard himself, Nephew Corey. What's going on, Wizard?
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing much, man. Here to talk NXT TakeOver Phoenix, and we're here to talk the Royal Rumble 2019, man. Let's get this thing started like we normally do here. Let's talk a little bit NXT TakeOver coming from Phoenix, Arizona this year. WWE got some great matches here on NXT, and TakeOver, I think, will be, as always, all TakeOvers, this will be a very good TakeOver by the NXT brand. Matches are stacked. The matches are definitely stacked.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. Let's go. Hey, can we delve into something? Give the listener a little behind the scenes of what we do in show prep. So I did look up what we were just talking about. I did look up that final drive for Patriots Seahawks game. That interception actually happened on second down, and the play before was which you were right. They did have one timeout left. Play before, though, was a run by Marshawn Lynch for 4 yards.
Yeah.
I think that's probably why people were upset that you didn't. But in the same vein, they only had one timeout, so you kind of got to try to save it. So.
Yeah, one timeout left, you got to try to save it. I'm not mad at the slant call. The pick, it was just happening Malcolm Butler's time. It is what it is.
Yeah.
It is what it is. You know? Hey, we talked a little football here. You know, we talk everything here on the Wrestling Marks of Excellence. Talk football, we talk wrestling, we talk it all. We're just sports fans. We're two guys who love sports.
Yeah.
Hey, let's get the NXT takeover. We got match Matt Riddle taking on Cassius Ohno here. You know, there's been a good feud on NXT. If you watched it, got those out there listening, have you watched NXT? You've seen these two guys go at it. I like Cassius Ohno. I like how he has kind of be more aggressive now. And we know Matt Riddle is the NXT darling, and people love him. Who you got winning this one, Wizard?
Is Riddle still undefeated? I believe he is, right?
Yes, he is.
Because it's almost like you want to give Ohno the win, just because Riddle's already beat him like twice, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe even more than that, but I think I'm gonna go Riddle just because it just. Well, no, you know what? If you really, I don't see they don't really mention Riddle being undefeated, do they?
Nah, they don't.
Do they
mention it?
They just mention. I don't. Then he can afford a loss. If they weren't building it as a thing that he's undefeated, I'll go Cassius for a cheating win. As much as I want to pick Riddle because they can just keep low, Riddle's already beat him like twice. I'll go for a surprise with Ohno winning some kind of heel cheating way. I'll go Ohno.
I think Matt Riddle wins this one. I think it's not a pin or anything like that. I think he wins in a fashion where Ohno gets disqualified some way, some shape, somehow. And Matt Riddle sneaks away with the win.
I'll take that. That's fine.
And he sneaks away with the win. Well, let's move on to the next match on the card. In my opinion, you have the Undisputed Era taking on the War Raiders. This one right here is a hard one for the pick for me because I want to see the War Raiders get the titles. I think they. I don't think they need it, but I can see Undisputed Era maintaining it because they're just that good. They're that good. I don't think
I was gonna say that. That's so funny you say that. That they're my pick just because I just feel as though that's what's gonna end up happening. Is they're that good. There's no reason, as good as War Raiders are, I just don't feel this is the stage that War Raiders win it on. I think Undisputed Era still sneak off and win it. I really do.
And they're not. They don't need for them on the main roster right now, so they can go ahead and continue to run NXT.
Yep.
There's no need for that. We agree on that. Undisputed Era gets the win over the War Raiders. War Raiders will eventually become NXT Tag Team Champions, but just not at TakeOver.
Right.
Just not at TakeOver. Let's move on here. We have Ricochet versus Johnny Gargano. This right here, I think, will be the match of the night. I think this would be the match that steals the show, as people want to say, for the North American title, North American Championship. Mm-hmm. This would be the match. Who do you have here?
You know what? I'm going to go Johnny Gargano. I feel as though at some point, if you're really going to have him in NXT, at some point you got to give him a run with some kind of belt. And I think this is where you do it. Ricochet is good. I don't think you need to have a long run with him with the belt. Because what has he been champion since when? When did he win the belt? What was that? The Brooklyn?
Brooklyn.
Was that Brooklyn?
He won it in Brooklyn.
That was August, right?
Yep.
Yeah, it's been 4 months now. Yeah. I'm going Gargano. I'm going Johnny Gargano.
I think I'm going to go Ricochet because I think Gargano has bigger pictures. I think him the North American Championship doesn't do him justice here. I think Ricochet wins this, but I see Gargano getting the title from the winner of Aleister Black and Tommaso Ciampa. So I'm going to say Ricochet for the fact that Gargano is going to get a bigger push, much bigger than the North American Championship. So I'm going to go Johnny Gargano.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. I'll give you that.
And then let's move on to this one. Ooh, I'm going too far. Let's move on to Bianca Belair taking on Shayna Baszler. Now, this right here, I think this match right here would tell a lot what's going to happen on Sunday. This is the match that would tell what's going to take place on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning that if Bianca Belair beats Shayna Baszler, we'll see Shayna Baszler Sunday some way, some shape, somehow, whether in the Women's Royal Rumble or being involved in the Ronda Rousey-Sasha Banks match. So I'm going to say that Bianca Belair, who is undefeated, will remain undefeated on NXT TakeOver Phoenix.
You know what? I'm going to agree with you. I think she wins it. I think she wins the championship. I really do. You know, I don't see any reason her undefeated streak should end. And the only other thing I can think of that saves face for this is that Bianca wins by countout or disqualification. And she's still undefeated but doesn't win the championship. Because the other thing is that I think Shayna, you know, some people will argue maybe Shayna is in a position where she doesn't need a loss either. But I think she's in a position that she's good enough that she doesn't have to, she's not going to hurt from a loss.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm going to go Bianca Belair as well.
And if I'm not mistaken, isn't this the takeover that last year that Ember Moon won right before the Rumble? If I'm not.
Is it?
And then she appeared the next night at the Royal Rumble.
It is. You're exactly right.
And then she appeared tonight, the next time. And I think the same thing happens. I think Bianca Belair wins, and we see her in the Rumble because that's who she is.
Yeah. I can give you that.
And then we move on to the main event of the evening for the NXT TakeOver. Tommaso Ciampa taking on Aleister Black. This one right here is, I think, going to be a slugfest. It's just going to be a Donnybrook. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a brawl. It's just going to be a straight-up fight. I like Tommaso Ciampa. Once again, I've been following Tommaso Ciampa since his Ring of Honor days. It's been a very good run for Tommaso Ciampa. All the injuries he had, the way that he battled into the NXT, battle on the indies to get to NXT, now of being a run. If you really look at it, he has been the best heel in the WWE on both brands.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
By far, he has been the best heel. I think he retains.
It's not even close. You're right.
I think he retains the NXT title. I think he still walks out as the champion. I think they have bigger pitches for Aleister Black. He doesn't need it, and I think Tommaso Ciampa maintains and still be your NXT champion after TakeOver.
I agree. I'm going Tommaso Ciampa too. I think Aleister is one of those ones, he ends up on the main roster. He may get one more rematch at it, but I think Aleister Black will end up coming up to the main roster after WrestleMania. Either that or Aleister Black shifts over to NXT UK. It's one or the other, but Aleister Black won't be in NXT past WrestleMania, I'd say.
Nah, I don't think so neither. I don't think he past WrestleMania. I don't think he'd be up there beating NXT past WrestleMania. I think he does get one more, and then he will move to the main roster. I hope they don't, I want to say, dumb him down or bring his character down, but I hope they, when they move him to the main roster, they have a specific spot for him, and he doesn't get be like one of those guys that get lost in the sauce.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why he may end up going to the UK for real.
Hey, I think the UK is a good place for some of those guys. The UK will be a good place for some of the guys. It's still WWE, still performance. You still get major TV time. Everything is, I think everything will be wonderful for the for him to get over there and to move to the UK.
They need another star over there, especially if they end up losing Pete Dunne, or even if they keep him. They do need another top single star over there. I know they want to build up whoever's already over there UK-wise, but you need another legitimate top European, probably. They can't send any gimmicks over there. Don't send your, you know, Zack Ryder. Don't send any of the Americans over there. That's my opinion. But they need something. Maybe, and they're already good. They need something else to put them over the top. So.
Yeah, they need something else to put them over top. And then we go, when we transition from NXT, we move on to the main card, the main show, Sunday, the Royal Rumble. The Royal Rumble, Phoenix, Arizona, outdoor baseball stadium, home of the Diamondbacks here. The Royal Rumble will be taking place. And I've read today that the goal for WWE is to get 40,000 people in the arena or in the stadium. The goal
is. And the only reason why I say that is because something about the way they've kind of built this Royal Rumble in that market of Phoenix, I don't know if they're going to fill, if it's not WrestleMania, I don't know if they can fill 40,000 in that baseball stadium. They may end up doing it. It may be some real last minute, you know, influx of ticket buying. But other than that, I mean, just off of paper alone, I can't imagine they would sell out an arena, absolutely. But I just think them trying to get 40,000, they may have done this as far as a test to see if they can run Royal Rumble in other stadiums. I just don't know if this may have been a good first test. So I don't know. It could be wrong.
How much is it? What's the average ticket price?
Oh, that's Champ Creed. What's going on?
I'm late to the party.
It's all right. You're here. So. I would say tickets got to, I don't know the average, but they probably got to start at like $25. It's a stadium. So that up there, obstructed view, got to be no more than $25.
Yeah, $25.
I would say the average is probably about one something. I mean, your good mid-tier price is probably about one something. Lower one, like maybe like 110. 120 max, probably like one to 110 though, I would say.
And the capacity is 40,000.
Yeah, that's what it's being set up for.
Yeah.
I don't know about that one. I just don't the momentum hasn't been favorable for 40,000 seat sellout.
Right, and it's a Phoenix market. It's Phoenix. It's not.
Yeah.
It's not like they're running, you know, hypothetically speaking, it's not like they're running Dodger Stadium or something where it's LA or, you know, or the Ranger Stadium in Texas. I think those markets would have been better if you're going to try a stadium for the Royal Rumble. But, I mean, you can't run it. I mean, and unfortunately, you're doing stadium, you can't run it on the East Coast because it's all cold over here.
Yeah.
Well, unless you go to Florida.
Yeah. And you can't do that because you just got the Pro Bowl down there this week, so.
Yep.
Which will be, 3 o'clock. But what you have is this. Average ticket price is, looking it up, is $26.50 on Ticketmaster.
Is that the lowest?
That's the lowest. For the top row, the 300 section, tickets are $26.50.
Yeah, okay. See?
You know, so. That's the average ticket price.
So, the lowest.
The lowest ticket price, you mean? The lowest ticket price.
Yeah.
So, the lowest ticket price is
$26.50. Yeah, I'm with y'all on this one, man. I can't imagine it, you know. I really can't imagine them. It's going to be a lot of paper to. I could probably see them selling. If 40,000 is the number, maybe 25 paid. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I give them. I give them about 20, anywhere between 20,000 to 25,000 seats being sold for this Royal Rumble pay per view from Chase Field.
30 may be a stretch.
I think they can get half. I don't see anything more than half. Because, like I said, you know, going into it, the momentum isn't as strong as it could be.
Right.
And, you know, give or take, the Phoenix market has never been, like, a stronghold for, you know, pay-per-views, let alone, like, even selling out house shows. You know, like, they just... It's more of a lax, laid back kind of crowd. You know, it's not like a Chicago, a Philly, a Texas, like you mentioned, a Bay Area.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, maybe there's a deal in there somewhere where the, who knows, maybe the XFL will play a game there or something, and this was the deal.
Nah.
Yeah, you know, you never know. You never know.
It's, and they try to make it a mini WrestleMania with access and everything, but I don't see people just flying into Phoenix, Arizona for Royal Rumble, like they do WrestleMania.
Yeah, it's just not. It's the destination. I think it being for Phoenix in January, it's not like it's Phoenix for Mania. That's different. That's just different. But Phoenix for the Rumble, it's like, yeah, you want to be in a hot area. That's good, but it's that destination. It's like that's what. Phoenix is a retirement destination, you know.
It is. Yeah, let's, speaking of retirements, let's move on to the pre-show. Of the pre-show, this card, we'll have Buddy Murphy taking on Kalisto, taking on Tozawa, taking on, hey, Hideo Tommy. Where'd he come from? No, I'm just kidding. Hideo Tommy. for the Cruiserweight Championship. It's good to see Hideo Tommy being actually... not injured and actually on TV on a regular basis. I know he's on 205 live, but some people totally forgot about him. He was Triple H's top draft pick years ago. It didn't pan out.
Years ago.
Hey, so champ, I'll start with Wizard. Wizard, who you got winning this? Does Buddy Murphy retain?
It just feels like there's for somebody else to take it off of Buddy Murphy now. At this point, it'd have to be a one-on-one type of situation. I don't think you give Hideo the belt in this circumstance. I think Hideo's the next champion. You never know; they could surprise us and he gets it then. But I don't think I would waste it on that match. I think I'd let Buddy run with it a little more.
Champ, who you got here?
Yeah, let Buddy rock with it. You know, he's definitely got star power on this level.
Yeah, he does.
He's a visual draw. There's a lot of people that like him from, you know, the international market. So I say he's going to keep it.
Yeah,
I definitely say I think Buddy does keep this here. I think Hideo Tommy puts on a good showing. I think Hideo Tommy needs to put on a good showing to try to get some of these fans who does not know him or do not remember what he used to be able to do in Japan to come over to his side, or people who don't watch 205 Live, because you have a lot of people who watch this pre-show who don't know any of these guys in the ring whatsoever.
Yeah, you're right. Absolutely right.
Because WWE has stopped showing 205 Live matches on Raw, stopped showing them on SmackDown. They just mentioned 205, but nobody knows who these guys are until you see a pay-per-view and like, oh, they got WWE got a new belt?
Yeah, pretty much.
Hey, let's move on here. We move on to Shinsuke Nakamura taking on Rusev for the United States Championship. It's like they just threw this match out of nowhere onto the pre-show card.
Yeah, I don't like how they did that, but that's another thing. Go ahead.
Champ, who you got?
I don't like anything they've done with Shinsuke since WrestleMania, and I see this following suit. Rusev is going to maintain his momentum and keep moving forward and I just believe that Shinsuke is going to be on ice until SummerSlam.
Yeah, it's something about. I don't even think that far. They got to do something with him. I think what's going to end up happening is they're going to, once AEW really starts to get up and rolling, that's where we're going to see a lot of these guys that we feel we either been forgotten about or need to be pushed. We're going to really start seeing them push then. I think Shinsuke is one of them. So I feel as though we eventually, he's one of those people they built him up and they broke him down. He's going to be just like Oscar in the sense of they, you know, we remember a couple months ago, we were like, what in the world happened to Oscar? Not only is she losing, like, she's in a terrible program and working tag matches, like, and now all of a sudden, she is the champion again. I mean, not again. Yeah. She's the champion.
Right.
So, I think that's what's going to end up happening. We're going to have, especially with SmackDown rolling into that Fox deal, that SmackDown's going to have a lot more wrestling on it. We're going to have these smaller guys being champion, especially WWE champion on SmackDown. Like, you're going to have your Daniel Bryan, your AJ Styles. You know, you never know. Maybe a Finn Balor goes over there, or, you know, or Seth Rollins or something. And Shinsuke, those technical wrestlers. We're going to be in an era of technical wrestler WWE champions for a long time. I think your big guy champion will still be on Raw. And that's where you'll have your legendaries, your, you know, Roman Reigns, Braun Strowman, all those guys. They'll be champion over there, but your technical champions are definitely going to be on SmackDown.
Yeah, I think we all on the same page. I think Rusev does get the win, but I think Nakamura has a good showing. I think I also agree with you. And when AEW gets running up, these guys right here, like Nakamura, who's been rumored to be on AEW list, I think they start getting the push that he deserves. I think the problem with Nakamura is that he hasn't had the correct dance partners in the WWE. You got AJ Styles doing his thing. You got Daniel Bryan, you know, being the WWE champion right now, and Nakamura really got kind of lost in a mix of things.
I agree with
lost in the shuffle.
Yeah, he got lost in the shuffle.
Not only lost in the shuffle, they didn't rush him and AJ, but pretty much because AJ is pretty much one of the only people you can get good matches out of with Shinsuke because of the dance partner. AJ was so white hot that AJ wasn't losing. So unfortunately, you know, Shinsuke becomes a casualty of losing to AJ, not because he's not good enough to beat him, but it was like AJ was so white hot, you weren't taking the belt off. AJ was legitimately the best wrestler in the company.
Yeah,
he was the best wrestler in the company.
He was.
So he wasn't losing.
Wasn't losing at all. And Cena was gone. AJ was the best man. Daniel Bryan wasn't back yet, and AJ was the best guy in the company. I totally agree with that. Well, let's move on to the main card. Main matches on the card. I think this will be the first match. We have the SmackDown Tag Team titles. Shane McMahon and The Miz taking on The Bar. Champ, who you got here?
I think The Bar. I don't know. You call that one weird.
Oh, well, sure. Yeah, I'm going Shane McMahon and Miz. Just the way it's been built up. They've been, I think ultimately I'm going to way out here foreshadow. I think we're eventually going to get Shane versus Miz at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
And I think Shane and Miz winning the tag title will be part of that storyline development. So, yeah, they're going to beat The Bar.
Yeah, I think they beat The Bar here, but I think The Bar gets the title back before WrestleMania. Maybe Elimination Chamber.
Yeah, I agree.
Somewhere down the line there. I think Shane and The Miz are becoming SmackDown Tag Team Champions, and they end up losing it, and they have a feud. It's going that way. Shane McMahon gets a match at WrestleMania against The Miz, and we all know The Miz is a primetime player, and The Miz is most Mr. Consistent. He's always with the WWE. He's always with the company. He is a company. He's a company guy now. The Miz is a company
he's
guy.
He's the Marine.
Yeah. He is absolutely the Marine. And it's funny you say that, because John Cena did, what, the first, what, two? Did he do the first two, one or two?
He did the first two. Randy Orton was going to do one. The Marines said, nope, nope. He got dishonorably discharged from the Marines. And y'all not putting him in this movie.
Yeah, so Miz has done the last, what, three or four?
Three, four. I think they're on seven right now.
Well, I mean, well, they had six come out last year, so...
Yeah, six.
Was he in Marine 3, 4, 5, and 6?
Yes, he's in the Marine. Yeah, he did four of them.
So John Cena was the first two, right? I'm assuming. So, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense, man. Yeah, no, but Miz is the Marine. Let's not deviate from that. He's definitely the Marine.
He is Mr. Marine. All right. Well, we all agree here that The Miz and Shane McMahon gets the title here over The Bar. But The Bar eventually gets him back. And then we move on to Sasha Banks taking on Ronda Rousey for the Raw Women's Championship.
Oh, I'm sorry. Look, wait a minute. Let me correct myself. There's one we actually forgot about. John Cena was the first Marine. The second Marine was Ted DiBiase.
Oh, that's right, Ted DiBiase.
Yeah, that's right. Ted Jr.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And then Miz picked up from number three.
Gotcha. So, hey, well, they did everything they could to get Ted DiBiase over, and that didn't even help him, did it?
Dang, it sure didn't, man.
Everything they could. He couldn't even get the... No, stop. I can't get the movie right. I'm not going to do that. Not. I'm not. Anyway, Ronda Rousey taking on Sasha Banks here. Champ, I'm going to start with you since this is the money fight for you. You love Ronda. What you see here?
No, I don't, man. Like, to be honest with you, I'm ready for her to go. I really think that she needs to be utilized the way they use Brock. Because, like, every time you see her, you know, familiarity breeds contempt, you know, and she's very talented. I think she's proven herself in the ring. Her mic work is where it's going to be, you know, for a while. I just don't see the writers giving her any new material that's going to be landmark because of all of the constraints. Matchup wise, the Sasha Banks thing is just, you know, to pass the time to get till Mania. When we still don't know what the situation is going to be with that. I think she's going to win, but I hope she wins and then she's in limited action until Mania.
You know,
because there's still things that have to be figured out with Becky, with Charlotte. There's still some things that have to be figured out at this point. I think she's going to win, but the writing really has to pick up on both ends.
You know, you said something that was key there. I think with her, she wanted to make sure she's not like Brock when she first came. So that's why we're getting to the point of used to seeing her on Monday Night Raw each and every week. Because that's what she wants. Yeah. You know, she had to do that to build the credibility with the fans. Now, I agree with you now. She can take a hiatus and I think everybody be okay with it. But when she first came, she had to do it. She had to be on Raw every week.
I was going to say the exact same thing, Glenn, was that because of the already stinky stigma that Brock Lesnar had of being that guy who only showed up, fans were going to turn on Ronda quick if she ended up
No, I get it, you know, and it's not a problem, like, now that she's done it, but now it's time to spread it out, you know?
Right, okay, yeah, absolutely, I agree, okay, fair enough.
Yeah, fair enough, I totally agree with that. I agree with that.
Wizard,
who you got, Sasha Banks or Ronda Rousey?
This is where they're trying to build up credible opponents to make Ronda look credible with whoever she ends up with Mania. So, unfortunately, Sasha Banks is the first casualty of that. So, it's going to be Ronda Rousey winning that. And are we completely sold that it's going to be Ronda, Charlotte, Becky, you know, in that whole triple threat? Because something we alluded to earlier in the show, if Shayna loses on Saturday night, I think we may get the Four Horsewomen thing sooner than planned. Especially with that whole rumor swirling around with when exactly Ronda's leaving, we may get that sooner than expected. And if that's the case, you may have a Sasha win, especially if Becky and Charlotte end up being the ones that cost Ronda her championship.
Yeah, you may get a return.
You may end up, you know what I'm saying? You get a return match, you get Shayna Baszler, you know, you may end up getting the four horsewomen against each other sooner than expected. I don't think it happens, but you can't rule it out at this point.
No, you can't, because what happened?
Something feels weird that Ronda, Becky, Charlotte was written in stone by everybody too prematurely.
And what better way to give her a loss by having Ronda or Becky get an interfere with it and her getting a loss that way? Yeah. You know, if you want to give her a loss, you don't give it a clean. She won't get a clean loss. Not nobody's going to beat her clean.
Right. Absolutely.
You know, and look what she did to Becky and Charlotte just when Asuka won the title. She interfered in table ladders and chairs and cost them the title. This might be the get-back time.
Yeah, I can see that.
You know. But for purposes of staying, you know, just by the book instead of, you know, far out fantasy booking, Ronda wins it and you just keep it moving.
Does she makes the tap out?
Sasha, get out of here.
Sasha with the tap out. I do think Sasha gets Ronda in the bank statement.
Oh, yeah, but Ronda will get out of that. Ronda's gotten out of everything else. I'll put it this way. They booked Ronda to where she looks superhuman as far as in there. But rightfully so. I mean, she could legitimately beat up everybody. So, I mean, why not have her, you know, kicking out of people's furniture or rolling out of them?
She's a medalist in Olympic judo. So, you know, what is Sasha going to do? And you know what? I have this issue. I'm glad we brought this up, because here's where I think AEW can strike. And I know I missed those couple of episodes. No. One of the things I read in the press release and I heard in the interview was that they want to speak more to the spirit of competition, and they want to look at the performers as athletes. And I remember the all-in walkout that Cody did, and I remember the press conference preceding the walkout, and it gave it a big fight feel because there was a touch of a shoot to it. Not saying it had to be 100% shoot, but the competitive nature of it was drawn out with their presentation. And WWE could do this, but they don't want to do it for, you know, obviously traditional reasons, so to say. I think AEW can capitalize on that, because, you know, you have to suspend your disbelief for this level of entertainment, and I understand it, but to throw something in there once in a blue to make people wonder if it's real or not, or make people even question, you know, the possibility of, hey, wait a minute, you know, things like that are what bring new people in and keep the old people there. And I just think that is just underserved with the lack of realism to it. Like, for example, you know, this is what bothers me the most about the whole Nia Jax situation. You have this woman proclaiming that she's 6 feet tall, 285 or 300 pounds plus, what have you, yet she cannot beat a 5'1", 95-pound Alexa Bliss. Yet she cannot get out of a maneuver by a 5'4", 102-pound Sasha Banks. Like, the legit, if you're going to make her lose, let her lose a different way. Let's be creative with her finishes so that way she maintains credibility. And subconsciously, the crowd knows it. And when she comes out, it's not even a boo. They almost ignore her presence now because of the way
that's funny you say that. Because I said the same thing. I saw Nia come out. I was like, do they even care that she's there? It's not disrespect to Nia, but it's like they booked her so bad when she loses. It's like she loses. Like, she loses to where you're not even believing she can beat somebody in a rematch. Like, she's not hitting her head on a post. She's not knocking herself out. Like, she's just losing. Like, she's taking a finisher and taking a clean L.
But you know what? They always booked her like that. We go back to when she was NXT.
But,
She tapped out to with Bayley?
To Bayley, yeah.
When she was undefeated.
Sure did.
Her first loss was to Bayley, and she tapped out.
Yep.
So they've always booked her that way.
Or, and that sucks.
Even, even worse, you're right, even worse, Becky Lynch walks up to her, punches her in the face, and she doesn't do anything.
Yeah, she got punked.
Sure didn't. Sure didn't.
Whoever wrote that should be ashamed of themselves.
That was, that was bad. Because it was just like, whoa, like, really? You gonna have Becky punch her, just snuff her out like that, and have her not do anything?
Yeah.
They killed her character. Like, to be honest, if I'm her, I'm looking at the days on my contract, and I'm going to Hollywood. Because she can easily be in, like, Glow Season 3 or something like that.
Her modeling career, like, she got money.
You know what? If she learned how to act, she'd be big in Hollywood anyway, I think, just because how many women you got walking around like that size?
Not that many. Exactly. She would stand out.
And not even that. She's pretty, too. And not to mention her cousin's The Rock, who owns a $7 Entertainment. Right.
Her cousin's the biggest movie star on the planet right now. So,
hold on. By the way, speaking of him, two things. One, he just put out a picture on Instagram of, like, a scene from Hobbs and Shaw. And I guess he's revealing his new physique because he went into a particular type of training regimen for this particular film. I'll just go to say, like, I left the gym. I was done my reps for the day. Opened up Instagram, saw that photo, exhaled, said, what the hell, man? Went back in the gym. Because this dude, I don't know what he's eating. I don't know who he's
working
with. His trainer has him in peak form, to which that makes me think that if you're selling these WrestleMania tickets for this price, we just might get an apparent. Because he's in wrestling form. He's not just in movie form. He's in pro wrestling.
I'm looking at the picture now. Yeah.
You may just get that. You may just definitely get that at WrestleMania 35. But let's go back onto the Royal Rumble. Here we move on. We got, as we talked about, punking people, the man, Becky Lynch, takes on Asuka here for the SmackDown Women's Championship. Champ, I know you like Becky Lynch. You love her persona, and you got a lot of talk. We have outside of conversations about Becky all the time. So who you got winning this one?
I got Asuka winning. Swerve.
Okay.
They just put it on her. I think Becky loses, but she can also go into the Rumble. Something can happen with Charlotte. Like, that, this storyline, actually, with the women is the most and, you know, this is the story that has the most suspense because you don't know which way it can go. I don't see her beating Asuka because Asuka just got it, but I see her inserting herself, being reinserted into the title picture some way, somehow.
Yeah, for me, it's all about placement of this match. If she gets involved in a Ronda Rousey match and this match is afterwards, then I can see her losing to Asuka. I see her losing to Asuka, but I think she gets the title. I want to say she beats Asuka here, and there goes Ronda or Charlotte, who's going to fight Becky. I just think Becky goes into the Royal Rumble as the champion. Whether she gets that Elimination Chamber or whatever the case may be, I see Becky going in, and I know Asuka just got it, but they need another tag team partner. They need a tag team partner for Naomi for the Elimination Chamber, and I think it's going to be Asuka.
I gotta agree with Champ Creed. I just don't see Asuka. We just built Asuka back up. And for her to lose it to Becky, even though it is Becky, for her to lose it right again, that would really kill Asuka. Nah, Asuka's winning this. Yeah. I don't even think it's close.
All right. You got Asuka. I go with the man. But let's move on. We move on to the next match of the night. We got Daniel Bryan taking on AJ Styles. Now, mind you, I said earlier that Tommaso Ciampa was the best heel in the WWE. Daniel Bryan is number 2.
Oh, yeah.
By far, Bryan is the number 2 heel in all of WWE within the last 12 months. Because what Daniel Bryan is doing right now and how he changed his persona and changed who he is, it's amazing that you can't get a yes chant nowhere in the arena. He's totally built himself as a heel.
Yeah. Because he's a beast. He's the second best heel in the company right now.
Right. But, I mean, that goes to my point where people say it's hard to build a heel in today's society based under the PG persona. Daniel Bryan did it.
He did.
Yeah, but you know, Daniel, to Daniel's credit, it's not taken away from Daniel or anything. He definitely then had about 2 years at least to work on this character. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, unfortunately with the circumstances, he was out. But he was out. Like, he wasn't on the road, you know, where it was like, okay, we got to try to develop his character, you know, on the fly. He intricately fought this out to where he had a plan. He knew how to execute it. He was ready. And right. You know, perfect timing that he had a great, you know, face to go against. I mean, honestly, this probably could have worked against the Shinsuke too, but he had an AJ style where this heel turn worked perfectly.
It did. It did. Who you got winning?
Oh, I'm definitely going. I'm going Daniel Bryan. I'm not even.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah, it's something about it now that Daniel's too. He's too much on a roll to where I won't go as far as and say that Daniel makes it all the way to Mania as champion. He could. Yeah, I'm not going to say that he can't, but he's at least going through Rumble as a champion. I think there's other plans for AJ Styles.
I do too.
Or maybe AJ gets it later, right before Mania. But yeah, Daniel's winning this.
I think Daniel wins this too, boy. How lucky is the WWE that Daniel Bryan got cleared before this whole AEW situation?
Well, they're the ones that cleared him. So
what I'm saying is this: because if they would have held off, wouldn't have renewed his contract. He would have been the guy that made a big. You thought Chris Jericho's announcement was big? Can you imagine Daniel Bryan walking out there at Jacksonville Stadium?
Yeah, that would have been bigger than Jericho, absolutely. Because they got fortunate that this happened the way it did. And they're fortunate that Daniel fought it the way he did too. Because Daniel, you know, like you were saying, Daniel could have gave up in the sense of trying to get cleared by them and just waited it out and then left.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden he's cleared. Here goes AEW, like you said. And all of a sudden you got Chris Jericho and you got Daniel Bryan. My goodness.
Are we going to hear anything from CM Punk about this situation?
You know, he's always a wild card to where I'm like, okay, you never know. He may end up showing up in AEW. But honestly, I really believe how he just looks to where he doesn't want to wrestle again. I pretty much believe him. Like, I don't think he'll wrestle again.
Yeah,
unless
I think
the price is right.
Yeah, I think he's done. I think the money is too good to him. I mean, I think he's pretty, from what I hear, been pretty good with his money, doing different ventures. I don't think AEW is where he needs to be.
AEW gets hot, if they really pick up steam, like a la WCW, then I could see Punk really wanting to stick at WWE and showing up there. I could see that.
That's the only reason why I see him doing it.
I agree.
He don't start with if he doesn't start with him, then he'll join later once they get smoking hot. So, I agree with that.
Well, yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. I think what it is, in which I wouldn't blame him if it is this. I think it's to where he needs to see how they do. I don't think he wants his wrestling legacy to be he leaves WWE so auspiciously and then he shows up to a failing AEW.
Right.
Because then it looks like, then from him, from a personal standpoint, it's going to look like if AEW fails, it's going to look like he's crawling back to WWE. And I think it's priming to let him look like that.
Yeah.
So I think if he shows up in AEW, AEW's got to be rocking and rolling.
And he don't want to be referred to Kevin Nash or Scott Hall. Just go there just to get the money.
Yep.
Just to get the money. Let's move on here. Brock Lesnar taking on Finn Balor for the Universal Championship.
Yeah, let's talk about this one.
First question, do we get Finn Balor or do we get the Demon?
Hold on.
Go ahead, champ.
He's undefeated. He's undefeated as Demon King, right? Yep.
Yes.
So why would he not come in as the Demon King? Going up against
Logic. That's kayfabe logic.
We're gonna say kayfabe logic now. With that situation, if Brock obliterates him as the Demon King, that would be hilarious.
Yeah. Now, see, long term, that's where I'm gonna be on my. I'm gonna put my Champ Creed hat on. Long term marketing. If you want to keep the Demon character as viable financially, if you're not going to have him win as that, don't have him come out as that against Lesnar. Because if Lesnar, like you just said, if Lesnar kills him as Demon King, there's still marketable value in it, but it's like, he lost bad.
it would take you at least 5 years to forget about it.
If he could lose at that and put up a fight, but because there's no shame in losing to Lesnar. I mean, Taker has proven that. The streak has gone to Lesnar. There's no shame in losing to Lesnar, but it's like, don't go out there and get suplexed 15 times and then lose. Don't go out there and do that. Because if Brock picks him up and throws him around like it's nothing,
That would be years of build up of an invincible character just thrown away for the sake.
Shout out to that guy Darius who says that either way that Finn Balor loses, it will hurt him whichever way it goes. Darius, I agree with you.
But if he
lost as the Demon King, like, that would show you how much the writing staff is all over this whole Brock the UFC champion. Like that would be them cannibalizing their characters now. That's what it would be. It would no longer be about writing, competition, the babyface coming back. It would be them pretty much cannibalizing stuff, just like they cannibalized Nia Jax's character. Just like they almost cannibalized Asuka's character, just like they're cannibalizing Shinsuke's character. Like, they are not thinking long term. This writing staff, this core, right? And I don't like to compare them to the Attitude Era or the Ruthless Aggression Era, what have you, or even the early PG era. I don't like to do that because we've already had those arguments. But this current core of writers that they have, they have not exhibited the ability to properly pivot from the long-term game plan and give the fans things that are captivating, make sense, not kill off characters, and give old characters new life, right?
Yeah.
They have not been able to do it. Most people, they boo Roman Reigns, but it shows you how important he was to the show, because ever since he left, this thing has been horrible. Like, I feel like I was going to throw in a Vince Russo joke, but even Vince Russo had the ability to pivot.
Like, shout out to them building Asuka back up, too.
Hold up. They had to build her back up so they can get to the Becky, Charlotte, and Ronda, because nobody else wanted the title.
They couldn't put it on nobody else because, I love her as a person, but the way they book Naomi right now, you ain't putting it on her.
Nope.
You ain't putting it on you're not putting it on Mandy or Sonya right now.
Nope.
So
you ain't giving it to the Iconics right now.
Nope. So realistically, you were at Asuka by default.
Yeah. Or you kept it on Carmella, but she wasn't as they say, pure wrestling champion.
Carmella had just had it. So you was good.
He was good. So we all got Brock Lesnar winning here, right?
It depends.
Yo, there's no way in the world. How y'all even think about it? There's no way in the world Brock Lesnar is not going to WrestleMania as the Universal Champion.
Because he's got to sell those tickets.
You know what, though? That's the only reason I'll give you to say. Because this hot shot of Finn into there, I mean, there's got to be a reason. Unless, and, you know, I mentioned this to Darius and a few friends. If you go Finn and he loses, I mean, you could still go enter Finn into the Rumble and he wins that. You could go that route. You know, you could possibly do that. But it's something other than, I think there's more to Braun, even if Braun was clear, I'm not too sold that we wouldn't have had Braun removed from it anyway. It's something about Braun that some kind of steam or something has been lost with Braun to where.
Oh, yeah, horrible. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, even if Braun was healthy, I could see them removing him out of that match anyway and putting a Finn or somebody in there.
Okay. Speaking of that, so Darius commented again. Darius on Facebook watching this is commenting. He says this: Seth Rollins and Finn Balor will sell as much as Brock and Seth.
Wait, what? Tickets? No.
Say it again. What did he say?
He said a part of him feels like Seth and Finn at WrestleMania will sell as much as Brock and Seth, because people say Seth Rollins will be the guy at WrestleMania,
unfortunately,
take on Brock.
Unfortunately, and I was saying the same thing. Seth lost a lot of steam now too, and it's to where, I mean, yeah, Seth would have to win the. You could go Seth and Finn, you could, but the only problem with that is you're going to need a counterbalance with that as far as star power, because that turns into, because last year, remember, you had Shinsuke and AJ. That was your purest match. But on the other side of that, you had Brock and Roman. You got to have that counterbalance with that, because you can't, and I love all of them, but you're not going to have Seth Finn, AJ DB. You're not going to have that. It's not going to sell. I mean, granted, most of it's already sold anyway, but the build up behind it, it's like, are you really going? And I get it. Like, I love all of them from the pure wrestling standpoint, but I also understand, like, you know, like Champ Creed says, you got to sell tickets. So it's like, people will want to see Seth and Finn, but unless you're going with some kind of major swerve in that match, it's kind of like, okay, how? It's the counterbalance of the big guys, you know. And unfortunately, that's where we're at. But it's like, you're gonna have that big attraction type match, because, I mean, shoot, even my guy, you weren't gonna ever have Shawn, you know, in that situation either. You always had Shawn with some kind of other big guy.
Yeah.
Realistically. So, and that's where we're at. And they're gonna try to sell tickets with that.
But you know what? My thing on this is, you can have this appearance at WrestleMania, but my thing is, you got Brock, and we still haven't even talked about the Rumble yet. Because if we get a Raw winner, they have to go for the Universal Championship, correct? To my understanding.
Yeah.
No.
You can
pick your champion.
You can pick whoever you want. That's right. Okay, you can pick your champion. That's right. Shinsuke picked his champion last year. We don't even know who wins the Rumble. So it's all about placement of matches for me. I think the men Rumble should be last. We know last year we had the women's Rumble. That was the first, you know, that was the first Rumble of the women. My hat's off to them. That's fine. Do what you got to do. But this year, I think the men Rumble should be last.
Yeah, I think it will be.
It probably will be this time.
Because you have to be able to say, okay, Brock wins, then we could, like, okay, the Rumble winner is going to, if Brock wins, and Daniel Bryan wins, we figure, okay, the winner of the Rumble is going to go after the Universal Championship. Just in my opinion.
Okay.
You know, I'm just saying. You know, but now I can see where Finn Balor could get the win over Brock. and maybe Brock get it back at Elimination Chamber, something like that. I can see Finn getting it. He's been pushed down so much that, you know, from Vince McMahon shunning him to saying that he wasn't a star, the way they're just building this matchup, I can see where there's a possibility that Finn Balor gets a win over Brock Lesnar. But I don't
I can't completely rule it out as a...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't think it's going to happen, but I just can't rule it out.
Yeah, I'll give you that. I can't go 100% Brock either, as much as I would want to.
Yeah.
Because it seems like Brock is definitely going to walk into WrestleMania as champion. Just the swerve of this being, like, somehow they ended up getting Finn into this match, it feels like, oh, they could really continue with this swerve and just go completely... they can go completely with Finn winning it.
I believe he can. Hmm. He will walk out. I think Brock won't walk out of WrestleMania as a champion, though.
No, I don't think so either.
I don't think so either.
Yeah. All right. So let's move on here. Let's move on to what was the main event, the Royal Rumble. We're going to start with the Women's Royal Rumble. Who do you guys have winning this?
Was it you first?
No. Before we get to winners, who do you have being a guest entrance at the Women's Royal Rumble? As we mentioned as I mentioned on my Raw report and on the SmackDown report I did earlier this week, right now there are 23 slots that we already know going to be 23 participants that we already know. There's 7 slots for surprise guests.
I wouldn't even try.
Yeah. All right, no surprise women. I think we may get Trish Stratus again.
We'll get surprises. I can't even tell you who it would be though. We'll get surprises.
Yeah, we may get Trish. I think we may get Trish. May get Aleta. Now there've been rumors out there we may even get Karma.
That ain't even surprising no more. Trish and Aleta. Anybody else past that? I mean,
yeah.
Not that I wouldn't appreciate seeing them, but it's like we've seen them. Like
right.
They've been on recently.
Right. You got Layla, whose name been thrown out there. Like I said, Karma's name been thrown out there. You know, to be in the Rumble. So, just a couple. But okay. Who do you have winning?
So are you with?
Okay. More and more as this develops, I don't think a Charlotte or a Becky need to win the Rumble to get to Ronda, if that's where they're going. So you go with somebody else. And
that's what I was thinking.
And at this point, the winner of the Rumble is going to face Oscar.
Are you ready? I'm ready to start. Hold on.
I think for a fresh start, I think you go Ember Moon. I think that's going to be my
boom. There we go. That's what I was just going to say that. I'm on it.
Yeah. I'm going to go Ember Moon.
Good pick there. I mean, because they had good stuff in NXT, Ember Moon and Asuka. I think you can start that rivalry over. I think Ember Moon is getting lost on the Raw brand.
She needs a fresh start on SmackDown. Yeah, she needs a fresh start on SmackDown.
I wasn't going to say Ember Moon. I really wasn't. I was going to say that one of the losers was going to get the shot. Like, if Sasha loses, I think Sasha was going to get the shot to beat herself in the Rumble and then get a shot. So... But you said Ember Moon, and I really didn't even think about Ember, so I'm going to have to go with you on that one. I think Ember Moon wins the Royal Rumble. I really do. I agree with you on that. I think Ember Moon wins the Royal Rumble.
Yeah,
because
if Sasha wasn't already getting this shot, I would have maybe said Sasha, because you could get something new with Sasha versus Asuka in that sense over on SmackDown. But no, I'm definitely putting Ember in that spot. It's going to be Ember Moon.
Okay. All right, let's go to the men. And I'm going to start here because I mentioned earlier, I think Bobby Lashley's in the Final Four. And truth be told, that's my pick. I think Bobby Lashley wins the Rumble.
That's a nice pick.
I think Bobby Lashley and Brock Lesnar will sell a lot of tickets. As you mentioned earlier, Seth has lost steam. Dean Ambrose ain't nowhere in the picture. And Finn Balor just got his shot. What better way to get Bobby Lashley, who came back just to face Brock Lesnar?
Yeah, that's your counter. that's your counter to your, you know, your purest wrestling match, because it's going to be Daniel Bryan and an AJ, or AJ Styles. One of them are going to be in a title picture. And I think your counterbalance with your big man is going to end up being, you know, Brock Lesnar and somebody. Bobby Lashley's a good pick. That's got my pick. That's a good pick. You know what? For the sake of it, I'm still going to roll with Seth Rollins. I'm still going to roll with Seth Rollins. That's my pick. I'm going to roll with him.
Champ, who you got?
I would want to say Bray Wyatt, but I don't even know if he's with the company anymore.
He is. He still is.
I'm going to have to go with Elias.
Wow.
Ooh. That's not a bad pick. I'm going to ask you guys, nobody said Drew McIntyre. What's up? A couple months ago, we was all on Drew McIntyre.
No, wait. Don't get me wrong. Drew McIntyre is going to be in the main event of WrestleMania, but he's not going to win the Rumble.
Okay.
He's not winning. I think Drew gets it at SummerSlam, honestly, but fair enough.
You know? I just said, you know, we was all on Drew McIntyre. We're like, we done jumped off that bandwagon. No one's saying Braun Strowman. No one think Braun gets his WrestleMania moment.
No.
Or was it WrestleMania moment last year when he won the tag team titles with a 10-year-old?
I don't think Braun is in favor right now. I think he may end up in the match. He may end up in the match somehow, but are they really committing to Braun Strowman?
I don't think so.
If they were going to give it to him, they would have gave it to him already.
He would have got it already.
Yeah. Like I said, I think I just look at from the business standpoint, Lashley can talk. He has a big military background. He's an African-American guy.
Lashley has somebody talking for him. But nonetheless, go ahead.
Yeah, he got somebody. Yes, he got somebody talking for him now. But he can do TV interviews without Leo Rush.
Well, yeah. I mean, he's a. Nice...
But then it wouldn't be entertaining.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah.
True.
I think you can do a Leo Rush on today's show with Bobby Lashley. It would be entertaining. It would.
Yeah, it would. Yeah. Any surprise guests in the men's side?
No surprise guests, but folks, I got to check out just as fast as I checked in. My surprise guest, Kenny Omega, and I'll leave it at that.
Okay.
Hey, good night, man. Hey, but, you know, before we wrap this thing up, Wizard, I just think we might get a couple of men's surprises. Maybe somebody from NXT, maybe somebody that we have not thought about. Maybe a returning Bray Wyatt, as Champ alluded to earlier. We may get him. We may get some of these guys, a Kevin Owens, a Sami Zayn, some of the guys that have been hurt.
That's fair enough. I
give you that. All right. Hey, that was our Royal Rumble prediction. Before everybody goes out of here, make sure you hit us up on Twitter. Make sure you hit us up on Instagram. Make sure you subscribe to the show on YouTube, wherever else, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, wherever else you get your social media. Make sure you hit that 5-star review. Hit that subscribe button. Leave a comment below. Thank you guys for joining us online, who left comments. We're going to try to do this each and every week where we on our Facebook, where we on YouTube at the same time, just giving you what we feel and what we thought about professional wrestling. We're just guys who like professional wrestling. Also, check us out on Patreon, where you can go to patreon.com/wrestlingmarksofexcellence. Please support the program and help us out. Wizard, as always, it's been a pleasure. Take us home.
Hey, if you're not confirmed, consider yourself denied.
Ladies and gentlemen, good night. Enjoy your Royal Rumble, and catch you next week.